Charlotte's most trusted voice in the morning. The Bo Thompson Morning Show on WPT.
So, you know, I've been on the air almost 9 years in this chair on WBT, and it's almost like clockwork. I could go back and go year to year, but it seems like more often than not, you get back from the Christmas, New Year's, holiday break, and you look towards that first week, first weekend, first few weeks of January, and there usually is some sort of mention of some sort of winter weather. It's like we turn the proverbial corner into the new year, into the winter season, and here we are. And Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel joins me this morning, and, well, right on most cues, we have something potentially brewing for this Friday. You look out a couple of days here, and it's not a definite right now, but it certainly is something to watch. First of all, Happy New Year, and what we got going on today?
Well, Bo, you know what? I was looking yesterday at the models. I was still off from work, and I was like, you know what? For Tuesday, I think I'm going to drop 15 and just punt. Because if this one doesn't get everybody's attention on the interwebs, believe it or not, there's another chance of bringing snow to the south early next week, and maybe even a better chance even further south. So it is going to be an interesting roll here over the next, I'd say, 7 days. That'll take us to next Monday, Tuesday. First things first, we look at two models traditionally in the longer range, 5 days out, getting us basically in that Friday night time frame. The American model, I think everybody's heard about. European model, everybody's heard about. Here's some things I know. Both models agree there will be snow here in central and western North Carolina, maybe even parts of north and northeastern North Carolina. So they both agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they both agree on the timing, which is sometime Friday afternoon into the evening. What they kind of don't agree on is, you know, how much is there going to be and will we have accumulating snow here, especially for Metro Charlotte. I really feel that the potential this time, based on the track of the low and the position of the cold air, is for at least a slushy inch or two of snow accumulating. And now that's today's forecast. So I think Friday, as the day progresses, the colder air will come in. And I think at least some snowflakes flying and somebody within shouting distance may see some accumulations, especially on grassy surfaces. So I think this is the best potential we've had so far this early winter.
Sounds like a quick mover, whatever we get.
Yeah.
Right?
It is. It is. It'll be in and out. And, you know, that's basically then reloading for what's going to be the potential for another wintry weather event into Monday of next week. And this one actually drops snow maybe as far south as central Mississippi and Louisiana. So that tells you that the cold air is even a little bit further south. And another quick mover, another weak one that could bring, I mean, we're almost a week out, though, but Bo, could bring another inch or so of snowfall. Now, somebody, especially as you get into the western parts of the hills, western parts of the state, into the hills around Boone and just north and northwest of Asheville, you know, Buncombe County too, even city of Asheville might get a couple inches, but there could be some pretty impressive snow totals coming in, not only tomorrow, or not only late week, but into early next week too, from these two systems. So some of the ski resorts up in the mountains, they actually do fairly well over the next 5 to 7 days.
So when we're talking a week from now, mm-hmm. and assuming that this all happens, I know I'll be talking to you a week from now, but sounds like this could be much more of a story by the time we get to that point. But the two systems that you're talking about, so Friday is the one, obviously, that's on the everybody's dashboard right now, but right. We could be talking about a quick one after that, but they're unrelated systems?
Yeah, they're totally separate. But the next one doesn't come in until maybe sometime Monday into Monday night, and
okay.
That could spread a stripe of slightly more. So if we're talking inch or so, this first system, this one might be maybe more than an inch or so for some of us. Way too early to tell, but it does look like a little colder system, maybe a little bit stronger, and it's certainly going to get people's attention, I would say that, if this first one doesn't. And then if you really want to play long range, let's go out to about the 18th of January.
Because you know I love the long game.
I knew you did.
Yes.
So I'd say there could be another system that may come through in the southern stream, and that could bring the chance for maybe more wintry precip. As now we're getting into a pattern, and that system could be an overall pattern change to more of a winter-type weather pattern, especially in the Midwest and the Great Lakes states, the Northeast and New England, which really, besides one storm, haven't had much real cold air, and they really haven't had much in the way of significant snowfall. The snow they had from that one big storm has basically gone away. So, as they'd say in Top Gun, the pattern is full, Maverick, and some opportunities here over the next, I think, 7 to 10 days for maybe some light accumulations of snow.
Bottom line, it's January. Welcome to January 2021. And before I let you go, so the headline right now, and I'm looking at it on my Weather Channel sheet here, rain could change to snow Friday. You're feeling like snow is we're headed in that direction, but right now we're kind of on the line.
Yeah, I think so. I think rain does change to snow. I think the question will be how much.
All right, Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel. I look forward to many conversations over the next week.
See you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Off he goes.